Don, I'm afraid he'll kill you. You know how fast he is with that gun and how he's always looking to use it. He'll use it on you.
All right. I won't go up and say anything to him, but you don't go back up there neither.
We ain't done nothing yet. He'll just say he ain't got what he's paid for.
Then I'll give him his money back, but you don't have to go back up there. Not if he's beating you.
As the two were talking, Colby, bare-chested and wearing only his trousers and gun belt, appeared at the railing on the upper balcony.
Hey, you, bitch! What the hell's keeping you? You've been down there long enough. Get back up here!
Colby, she's not coming back up there. You've had her long enough.
What do you mean, I've had her long enough? I'll by damn have her as long as I want her. Do you understand? How long I have her ain't none of your business.
No, now your time is up. There's another gent wanting her.
Yeah? Just who would that be? Who else down there on the floor of this saloon is wanting her? Who wants her bad enough to come through me to get her?
Millie looked out over the rest of the saloon patrons, the expression in her eyes showing her fear of Colby and her desperate bid for someone to help her. There was absolute silence as all the other men in the saloon found something on the floor or the back wall or the front window to examine. Not one man would meet Millie's eyes. The smile that spread across Colby's face was totally devoid of all humor.
Well now, turns out you was lying, doesn't it?
Why don't you leave her alone, Colby?
The bar girl who spoke was the same one who had made a tentative advance towards Smoke and John when they first came into the saloon.
There ain't nobody asked for your opinion. Besides, if she don't come with me, who would she go with? You done seen that nobody else wants her. Hell, she's nothing but a whore, same as you. Now you, Millie, if you know what's good for you, you'll get your ass back up here. Now!
Millie clenched her hands into fists and shook her head resolutely.
No, I'm not coming back up.
What do you mean you ain't coming back up? I paid for you. You hear me, girl? I paid for you. You belong to me.
Your time is up.
My time is up when I say my time is up.
Here's your money. I'll give it back to you.
I don't want my money, bitch. I want you. Now you get back up here or I'll shoot you dead where you stand.
Like the lady said, your time is up. I believe I'm next, miss, if you don't mind.
If the girl had actually gone back upstairs, then he wasn't gonna try and stop her. She was showing courage enough to refuse. Smoke felt that her courage should be rewarded. He intended to see to it that she didn't have to go up there if she didn't want to. Millie looked at Smoke with an expression of hope. But when she saw how young he was, the expression of hope died. She held her hand out and shook her head.
No. No, honey, I appreciate it, but you don't need to get involved.
I say let him get involved. You want to take me on, do you, sonny?
If I have to.
Oh, you don't have to, sonny. You can just tell me you're sorry, then tell the bitch there to get on back up here where she belongs.
Well, I don't plan to apologize, and I don't plan to tell her to go back up there. It seems pretty obvious to everyone here that she doesn't want to.
Now, do you want to tell me why the hell I should care what she wants? She's got no choice. Neither do you, mister. Or haven't you noticed that I happen to be holding a gun in my hand?
Oh, yeah. I see the gun, and I'm asking you, nicely, to put it away.
Do you people hear this, young punk? He's asking me nicely to put the gun away.
Or drop it.
And if I don't do either?
I'll kill you.
You, his friend! You're a dumb son of a bitch to be standing there next to him like that. When I start shooting, I ain't gonna be all that particular about where I'm shooting.
I'm in no danger.
Oh, yeah? And what gives you that idea?
I'm in no danger because you won't be shooting.
What do you mean I won't be shooting?
I mean, if you don't do what my friend says, if you don't put your pistol away or drop it, he'll kill you before you can even get a shot off.
Yeah!
Oh! Colby grabbed his chest and turned his hand out and looked down in surprise and disbelief as his palm began filling with his own blood. His eyes were back in his head and pitched forward, crashing through the railing. then turning over once in midair before he landed heavily on his back alongside his dropped gun.